WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. Election day finally here. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on Donald Trump's closing night.
Donald Trump in Grand Rapids after barnstorming three swing states in just one day. Trump repeatedly turning to personal insults and dark rhetoric in his closing message, even referring to Nancy Pelosi, the first female House Speaker in U.S. history, with an expletive.
It starts with a B, but I won't say it.
The former president casting doubt on the outcome before votes are even counted by once again spreading false claims about election integrity.
And ABC's Mary Bruce with more on Kamala Harris.
Harris spending the last day of this race barnstorming Pennsylvania. She's visited the must-win state 18 times since launching her campaign, more than any other battleground. Her team telling us they've knocked on 5 million doors in this state. The vice president joining them, trying to get out every last vote.
This is ABC News. North Korean troops are already on the battlefield in Ukraine and coming under Ukrainian fire. That's what an official in Kyiv is saying this morning. The Pentagon not confirming that yet, but Major General Patrick Ryder says North Korean troops are in among the Russians.
My understanding is that all of these forces are being issued Russian uniforms and Russian equipment.
U.S. officials say at least 10,000 North Korean troops have been sent in to bolster Russian forces. New study says more kids are drinking too much caffeine.
Even with all the warnings about side effects, kids and teens are still consuming caffeinated beverages.
ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel. Researchers now say the rate of teenagers going to hospitals for caffeine overdoses has doubled since 2017. 24-year-old man from Tennessee now accused of planning to use a drone to launch an attack on a power plant. Investigators say he's a neo-Nazi and inspired that plot. The suspect could face life behind bars if convicted. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday, November 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Iron Horse Inn in Hurley, the Mercer Loons are hosting their meat extravaganza. All proceeds will be benefiting the Mercer Loons MC and the local scholarships they provide to area youth. The meat will be provided from Pat's Foods of Hurley with Luke Penrose MC and butcher extraordinaire Jim Cuker. Once again, this is taking place this Saturday, November 9th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Iron Horse Inn on Silver Street in Hurley. Hunters and trappers prepare. The November seasons have arrived. The trapping season has already begun. For the other season openings, we have Melissa Kay with more.
The DNR says there are three important dates to remember throughout November when these different seasons open. November 2nd is for beaver, mink, muskrat, and otter, trapping only, and raccoon for non-residents. November 11th is trapping only for mink and muskrat in the Mississippi River Zone. And November 23rd is opening season for crow and the beginning of deer gun season. It's the hunter and trapper's responsibility to double-check regulations and confirm you have all the necessary licenses before heading into the field. You can find more information at dnr.wisconsin.gov. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right. From new Chevrolets to top-quality service, they treat their customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for only $49.95. Plus, they're proud to support breast cancer awareness. Donate $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinocqueCars.com. Enjoy convenient complimentary shuttle service and don't miss their great selection of vehicles, including new EVs in stock.
The Bucks' losing streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost in the final minute to the Cleveland Cavaliers, 116-114. Giannis out with a groin injury. The Bucks have now lost six games in a row. After the loss, Doc Rivers asked, "How do you keep the players positive when you're 1-6?"
I think the team's very positive. I think they're upbeat. No one wants to lose. We got some tough games coming up. We win three or four in a row, and then if you're 5-6, you have an 80% chance to make the playoffs.
Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers, won their home home opener over Holy Cross, 85-61. They'll host Montana State Thursday. NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur on what he and his coaching staff will be doing during the team's bye week.
A lot of times it gets a little overblown. I mean, we're always on top of the self-scout and what we got to do and what people are seeing. We'll get a good jump start just with today, the ability to watch tape really from anywhere. So I'm going to let the staff get out of here and just do everything on their own.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Bad news for folks tracking the advance of invasive Asian carp, which have been moving up the Mississippi River watershed. They've been found in a couple of important Mississippi River tributaries in Wisconsin. More details when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced last week that silver carp, an invasive species of fish, have been detected in portions of the lower Chippewa River and the lower Black River in western Wisconsin. In May 2024, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service collected 134 water samples from the lower Chippewa River to test for invasive carp environmental DNA. At that time, they didn't find any. In July, however, the agency began receiving reports from anglers of jumping fish suspected to be invasive carp at the Dells Dam on the lower Chippewa River in Eau Claire. In late August, the DNR confirmed that a silver carp that had originally been tagged with a radio transmitter down in Iowa was in the Chippewa River. Another previously tagged fish was confirmed in the Black River near Melrose on September 26th. The DNR believes the carp may have moved upstream in June and early July thanks to high water levels on the Mississippi River, which allowed them better access to these tributaries. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be cloudy and breezy with scattered rain likely, especially this afternoon. Our high today, 47, with wind northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, 32. The rain will end this evening. We could end up with a half inch or more by the time it's done. Tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
98 Q Country.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast, my car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do.
die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done, oh why. Rushing, rushing till life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done, oh why. Rushing, rushing till life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done, oh why. Rushing, rushing till life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
You're a crack at dawn, Monday morning coffee strong, pouring everything you got into a paycheck Friday night. You're a power stroke, diesel, backhoe riding, king of fears, 18-wheeler driving, living life in between the lines of clocking in and quitting time. But then the six-string circus comes to town, we hang them speakers over the crowd. When the lights come on, everybody screaming, lighters in the sky, and everybody singing every word to every song of the girl they're taking home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we throw, it's going all night long. When the lights come on, you're a little shy thing with a wild side on a night like this. You just can't hide, cause it's time to live it up. So come on and raise your cup. If we talk about memories, yeah, we're gonna make up. Talk about rules, you know we're gonna break up. When the lights come on, everybody screaming, the lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody singing every word to every song of the girl that's taking home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we throw, it's going all night long. When the lights come on, when the lights come on. All the same, cause we thinking the same thing.
We all the same, cause we thinking the same thing.
We on the same page, cause we sipping the same drink.
We on the same page, cause we sipping the same drink.
Now here's a little something to thank y'all for showing up. Al Dean and the boys are about to blow it up. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, the lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody's singing every word to every song of the girl they're taking home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we're throwing, it's going all night long. When the lights come on, when the lights come on.
Country music.
I listen all day.
24 hours a day.
24/7.
For free.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98Q Country.
I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry and a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars with their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water, and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play. Days flew by like a drunk Friday night as summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands, her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa. When I throw pesos their way. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. The señoritas don't care when there's no dinero. Yeah, I got no money to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. Just gonna prop up by the lake and put my ass in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in the world, a PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's
not okay, but we're all gonna be alright, gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
There he is. Jelly Roll at 98Q Country. Birthdays, anniversaries, if you got one today, or maybe you missed them from yesterday, we'd be happy to wish him a happy anniversary or birthday. Give him a shot to win that free cake on Friday. Give us a call, 715-762-3221, on a cool and wet election day 2024.
Hey, they call me the fireman. That's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out old flame. Hell, everybody like to have what I got.
Holy, 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 I'm high on loving you, high on loving you, you're holy, holy, From the darkest night, you're the riverbank where I was baptized, cleansed from the demons that were killing my freedom. Let me lay it down, give me to ya, get you singing, babe, hallelujah. We'll be touching heaven, you're an angel, tell me you're never leaving, cause you're the first thing I know I can't believe. Saving grace, you're my kind of church, you're holy.
Florida Georgia Line at 98Q Country. Oh, man, I mentioned it earlier. Hang on, we'll get to ABC in just a little bit. I mentioned a little bit earlier, I am so jealous. I'm so jealous of these, all of, I don't care what network you're on, but of the guys who have the big screen, you know, and they're touching, they're hitting, and they're swiping. Oh my gosh, they're just so cool. They're just cool dudes. I was just watching one during that song sweep, and a guy was, he actually jumped at one point. The screen was so big, he jumped up to tap a county, and then he's talking and he's swiping this way. I'm pretty sure it's some kind of a aerobic exercise too. It might be some yoga in it later. But these guys, these news guys who have the huge monitors, screens that they're dancing in front of and tapping, I just love it. I love it. I can just sit and watch them. I'm not even really listening to what they're saying. I'm just watching them tap all the stuff on the screen. The technology is just wonderful. Birthdays and anniversaries, we'll get to those in just a moment. The technology on that is similar to what it's been always. You call us, we wish them a happy day. They get a chance to win a cake. That's how it works. 715-762-3221. Or maybe I should create a radio visual that I'm standing in front of a big birthday cake. And if you, if this person calls us, that tap over there, their chances of winning the birthday cake increase to seven. Well, I think I got something here. I'm going to work on the birthday cake big screen. We'll get to all the birthdays and anniversaries after our twice an hour news and sports update.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. Election day finally here. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on Donald Trump's closing night.
Donald Trump in Grand Rapids after barnstorming three swing states in just one day. Trump repeatedly turning to personal insults and dark rhetoric in his closing message, even referring to Nancy Pelosi, the first female House Speaker in U.S. history, with an expletive.
It starts with a B, but I won't say it. I want to say it.
The former president casting doubt on the outcome before votes are even counted by once again spreading false claims about election integrity.
And ABC's Mary Bruce with more on Kamala Harris.
Harris spending the last day of this race barnstorming Pennsylvania. She's visited the must-win state 18 times since launching her campaign, more than any other battleground. Her team telling us they've knocked on 5 million doors in this state. The vice president joining them, trying to get out every last vote.
This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, November 9th at the Congressional United Church of Christ, it's their annual Christmas Bazaar and Bake Sale. They invite you to join them for their annual Craft and Bake Sale, featuring their Christmas Bake Sale and Nut Sale, with many craft items, baskets, wreaths, swags, hand towels, tie blankets, homemade dog treats, birdseed wreaths, bowl koozies, beautiful lighted bottles, and much more. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 9th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at First Congregational United Church of Christ. Patience will be the word of the day when it comes to waiting for election votes to be counted. Lisa Hale has more.
It will take as long as it takes. That's what Wisconsin's chief elections official Megan Wolf said when it comes to getting the ballots counted tonight.
I think a lot of our jurisdictions went into this election knowing that we were going to have a high number of absentees this year and looking to provide efficiencies to their counting process. But, you know, they're never going to sacrifice making sure that they get it right, that they follow the law for speed. And so it'll take as long as it takes to make sure that every eligible vote is counted and counted accurately.
Absentee ballots can be counted at some polling locations as soon as the polls open this morning. Others, such as municipalities with central count locations, won't start counting until the polls close at 8 o'clock.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks' losing streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost in the final minute to the Cleveland Cavaliers, 116-114. Giannis out with a groin injury. The Bucks have now lost six games in a row. After the loss, Doc Rivers asked, "How do you keep the players positive when you're 1-6?
I think the team's very positive. I think they're upbeat. No one wants to lose. We got some tough games coming up. We win three or four in a row, and then if you're 5-6, you have an 80% chance to make the playoffs.
Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers won their home opener over Holy Cross, 85-61. They'll host Montana State Thursday. NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur on what he and his coaching staff will be doing during the team's bye week.
A lot of times it gets a little overblown. I mean, we're always on top of the self-scout and what we got to do and what people are seeing. We'll get a good jump start just with today, the ability to watch tape really from anywhere. So I'm going to let the staff get out of here and just do everything on their own.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin families are suffering because of Vice President Harris's open border policies. In Prairie du Chien, an illegal alien assaulted a mother. In Rusk County, a drunk driving illegal alien left three daughters without their father. Yet Democrats in Congress voted against deporting criminals like these. If you want to keep America safe and secure, then vote for Tom Tiffany. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A birthday wish is going out today. Ray Petzl locally celebrating a birthday today. Ray, happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating here on this fifth day of November, you get to share your day with Tatum O'Neill. 61 today, and back in 1974, at the age of just 10, Ryan O'Neill's daughter won the Best Supporting Actress Oscar for Paper Moon, becoming the youngest actor to win a competitive Academy Award. Tatum O'Neill is celebrating a 66th birthday today. We got Tilda Swinton, the Scottish star, won the Best Supporting Actress Oscar for Michael Clayton back in 2008. As other notables too, 64 for Tilda today. Mo Gaffney, the actress, TV's The Kathy and Mo Show, Mad About You, that 70s show. Mo born on this day, 1958, passed in, or rather, didn't pass, 66. Mo will be happy to know that he's still around, 66 today. Kris Jenner, the matriarch of the whole Kardashian Jenner clan, 69 for Kris Jenner today. Bill Walton, the basketball star, Hall of Famer. He was very unique in his color commentary style for the NBA. and always just kind of a fun guy to listen to. I listened to a couple of interviews with him leading up to his passing and one afterwards, and just a genuinely good man. Bill Walton, born on this day, 1952, passed in 2024. Sam Shepard, the actor, the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, author, screenwriter, director, got an Oscar nomination for his role in The Right Stuff. He was in a long relationship with Jessica Lange, with whom he has a couple of kids. Sam Shepard, born on this day, 1943, passed in 2017. Billy Sherrill, the Nashville producer, responsible for such acts as Tammy Wynette's Stand By Your Man song, Charlie Rich's Behind Closed Doors, The Most Beautiful Girl in the World. Billy Sherrill, born on this day, 1936, passed in 2015. Vivien Leigh, the British actress who won Academy Awards for her starring role in Gone with the Wind and A Streetcar Named Desire. She was married to another Oscar winner, Sir Laurence Olivier. Vivien Leigh, born on this day, 1913, passed in 1967. Natalie Schaefer, the actress, played Mrs. Howell on Gilligan's Island. Of all the people who were stranded on Gilligan's Island, was she the weakest of all the characters? I don't know. Maybe that was just her role on there. I found her to be the least funny of all of them. But she was still Mrs. Howell. 1912, she was born. She passed in 1991. Why would I talk bad about Mrs. Howell? Especially after she's passed away. Come on, Joel. Roy Rogers, the cowboy actor, singer, and businessman. Leonard Franklin Sly is his real name. Old Lenny. Roy Rogers, born on this day in 1911. He passed back in 1998.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy and breezy with scattered rain likely, especially this afternoon. Our high today, 47, with wind northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, 32. The rain will end this evening. We could end up with a half inch or more by the time it's done. Tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
the pretty girls said I'm going to L.A. All the pretty girls said I hate my hair. Talking to the mirror in their underwear. All the lost boys said I just got paid. All the lost boys said I wanna get. When the town goes blue and the lights blink red, all the lost boys do what all the pretty girls say. I'm home for the summer, shoot out the lights. Don't blow my cover, oh, I'm free tonight. I'm coming over, call all your friends. Somebody hold me, all the pretty girls say. All of the whiskey to my head, shut up and kiss me, all the pretty girls said. All the chefs said, can you better slow down? All the preachers said, it's a devil's playground. I wonder if they knew they were wasting their breath. All I ever heard was all the pretty girls said. I'm home. Shoot out the lights. Don't blow my cover, oh, I'm free tonight. I'm coming over, call all your friends. Somebody hold me, all the pretty girls said. All of the whiskey went to my head. Shut up and kiss me, all the pretty girls said. Said I'm getting out of Dodge. All the big dreams said I'm selling all I got. All the high rollers busy placing their bets. Me, I'm headed south cause all the pretty girls say. I'm home for the summer, shoot out the lights. Don't blow my cover, oh, I'm free tonight. I'm coming over, call all your friends. Somebody pretty girls said. All of the whiskey went to my head. Shut up and kiss me, all the pretty girls said. All the pretty girls said.
Kenny. Kenny Chesney there and all the pretty girls in 98Q Country at 8:43. Well, each Tuesday, we talk a little bit about your money, and we've got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants to do just that. Top of the morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Joel. How are you?
Well, we're starting to feel like maybe winter might happen here outside. A little cool out there today.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually drove up to Phillips this morning. It rained pretty much the whole way.
Yeah, well, when you consider, I mean, a lot of years this probably could have been snow, so we're not...
Right, absolutely. Not I think the last couple of days, it's a good thing it wasn't snow. We would have a lot of digging out.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so what do we have to talk about today with Pioneer Financial there, Matt?
Yeah, so today, with kind of with the weather changing, it might be a good time to talk about a financial cleanup and organizing your financial records. I know with the rain recently, a lot of people are probably spending a little bit more time inside. So it might be a good time to review exactly that, organizing your financial records.
All right, let's get organized. Sounds good.
Yeah, so an integral part of managing your personal finances involves properly maintaining your financial records. This is especially important in the event of a crisis or emergency so that you can quickly locate something if needed. You know, the other thing is if you're the one that has the emergency, a family member can quickly locate something if needed as well. And that's why you should make it a point of dusting off the cobwebs that have built up in your home office from time to time and clean out and organize your financial records.
Okay.
The big key here is keeping only what you need. If you keep paperwork because you might need it someday. Your home office or file cabinets are likely overflowing and cluttered with non-essential documents. And, you know, I know I can be guilty of that at times as well, as I'm sure many can. But it's important to only keep what you need.
The stack of old bills or something like that, just in case, you never know.
Right, yeah.
Maybe not.
Yep, absolutely.
Maybe not.
One key to organizing your financial records is to keep only what you absolutely need for as long as you need it. So I want to go through just a few examples here and how long to keep certain things. So the first is going to be tax records. Keep all personal tax records for at least 3 years after filing your tax return, or 2 years after the taxes were paid, whichever is later. If you do own a business, there are some different rules that apply for business taxes. Also, if you underreported gross income by more than 25%, which I wouldn't say is necessarily a wise decision. Keep the records for 6 years and for 7 years if you claim the deduction for worthless securities or bad debt. Okay. It might be helpful to keep your actual tax returns, W-2 forms, and other income statements until you begin receiving Social Security benefits. That way you can go back and make sure that the income reported to Social Security was correct when it comes time to collect Social Security.
Sure. Okay.
The next item is financial statements. You generally have 60 days to dispute charges with banks and credit cards, so you could discard statements after 2 months. If you receive an annual statement, get rid of monthly statements once you receive the annual statements. And if your statements include tax information, follow the guidelines for tax records.
Okay.
And then third, retirement account statements. Keep quarterly statements or monthly statements, if you receive monthly statements, until you receive your annual statement. Keep annual statements until you close the account. And keep records of non-deductible IRA contributions indefinitely to prove you paid taxes on those funds. And then that is, of course, if that applies to you. That certainly doesn't apply to everyone, but if it does, I would keep those non-deductible IRA contributions indefinitely.
Okay.
And then the fourth is real estate and investment records. Keep these records at least until you sell the asset. If the sale is reported on your tax return, again, follow those tax returns rules. Utility bills can be discarded once the next bill is received, showing the previous paid bill, unless you deduct utilities, such as for a home office. I know deducting that is become less common, but if you do, certainly you can keep those for longer. But otherwise, like you mentioned, those bills that just keep stacking up after they're paid, you can throw the old one out as soon as you get the new one.
Okay. All right.
And then fifth is loan documents. And I would suggest keeping documents and proof of payment until the loan is paid off. After that, all you have to keep is proof of that final payment.
Okay.
And then sixth is insurance policies. Keep policy and payment documents as long as the policy is enforced. Once that policy is not enforced, it can certainly be discarded. Okay. And then seventh is auto records. Keep registration and title information until the car is sold. If you deduct auto expenses, keep mileage logs and receipts with your tax records. You might keep maintenance records for reference and to document services for a possible new buyer. It certainly makes sense to keep those should you want to.
Right, right. Okay.
And then the next one here, eighth, is medical records. Keep medical records indefinitely for surgeries, major illnesses, labs, and vaccinations. Keep payment records until you have proof of a zero balance. If you deduct medical expenses, obviously keep those receipts with your tax records. And of course, these are just general guidelines for these different types of records that you may have. Your personal circumstances may warrant keeping these documents for shorter or longer periods of time. It's good just to go through and kind of out with the old and in with the new.
Yeah, and I guess you kind of got to ask yourself, because so much of this stuff is available on online accounts. I guess you ask yourself, okay, if I needed this, would I be able to access it through, you know, that company's online login that I have? So that has eliminated, I think, some of that paperwork stuff, is that the accessibility online, right?
Oh, absolutely. And must have been reading my mind. That was the next thing I wanted to talk about, was storing those records. And you're absolutely right, exactly what you said, Joel, with being able to store some of those files digitally. One of the big ones is certainly medical records. I know a lot of the either insurance companies or providers certainly have portals that a lot of those records are saved right online.
Yeah.
And that, you know, usually don't have to keep those hard copies of documents when they can be found elsewhere. Important documents such as birth certificates and other proof of identity, maybe a social security card, should be stored in a safe place such as a fire resistant file cabinet or safety deposit box. And you can save or scan other documents to your own computer as well, or store them on a portable drive or a cloud storage service that encrypts your uploaded information is certainly another one when you talk about digitally saving things that can be stored as well.
Yeah. And using a central location for, you mentioned like birth certificates, social security cards. My wife knows where those things are. I'm not sure I do, because I can think of like five places they could be. But finding that central location is a pretty good idea, right?
It is, yeah. And it's a good idea for, you know, a spouse or, you know, possibly adult children to know where that spot is in case of that emergency or just in case you need to get to them. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, and online banking has been a wonderful thing. You know, I think the old school is a lot of people would save those monthly statements they got in the mail for years and years and years and years, and some still may do that. But having that accessible online now, that's been a great addition too.
Yes, absolutely. Can keep less of a mess at your house or home office, whatever the situation may be. And like I said, I know I'm guilty of that at times as well. And but going through your records to make sure that your filing system remains organized is certainly important.
Yeah, and there are some people that change banks, though, too. I mean, so if you change banks, you kind of got to be proactive on that if there's information that you need. So having that accessible, I always say to my wife, I said, my line to her is, and so said the hoarder. I said, but there is sometimes where hoarding some of that information and keeping it locked in a file cabinet is a good thing, right?
Yep. Yep, absolutely. They can get know what you have and can get it if you need it.
Exactly. And keeping those financial numbers in line, that's what you guys do there at Pioneer Financial Consultants, helping people kind of get things squared away and straightened out, and something as simple as setting budgets and making a business plan work or whatever it may be. That's what you guys do, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's absolutely The during our first meeting, that's one of the things that we certainly talk about is making sure that we're organized and know where everything is currently and go from there.
All right. And you're located today in Phillips, but Phillips, Medford, Hawkins, if folks want to get a hold of you, Matt, set up that free initial consultation to go over whatever it may be, retirement plan, education account for the grandkids, whatever it may be, how can they get a hold of you there?
Yeah, so our phone number is 715-748-3231. We're also on Facebook, as well as our website is www.pioneer-financial.net, and there's a contact us tab where you can send us a message right there as well.
Well, good rainy day like today, maybe it'd be a good day for people to turn on the election coverage on the TV, walk around their house, and maybe start cleaning out some of those corners that maybe need to be cleaned out. A good
Absolutely, as you're waiting for those election results tonight.
Exactly. All right, Matt, always good to talk to you. We look forward to chatting again next Tuesday, Matt.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Joel.
Matthew Krieger, Pioneer Financial Consultants, joins us each Tuesday morning at this time to talk a little bit about your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. 3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Howdy, this is Lena. Saddle up for smoked ribs, pork bellies, and pulled pork with our house pineapple bourbon sauce every Sunday at 4 p.m. at Lena's Northern Pines.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
There's still time to save big money on your roofing project at Menards. We have an unbeatable selection of Atlas architectural shingles. Castlebrook, Briarwood, and Pinnacle all feature a limited lifetime warranty and up to 130 miles per hour wind warranty. Choose from 20 styles in stock, ready to take home today. Stop in to shop our wide selection of roofing products or visit Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It is going to be cloudy and breezy with scattered rain likely, especially this afternoon. Our high today, 47, with wind northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, 32. The rain will end this evening. We could end up with a half inch or more by the time it's done. Tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
98Q Country.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I said I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night.
know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM W.